Yo, we're the Looters Podcast. We're here to say that we're going to play RPGs all day today.
I'm cringing.
flowing right there.
Now I'm just going downhill. I need to stop.
I like it. Just stick with it.
What type of podcast?
Oh,
we.
Oh, no, Matthew. Please, not with the movement.
What was worse, that or the Hey Girl Matt did? I can't tell.
I love the Hey Girl. I don't think you should make Matt feel bad about that.
I don't remember
the,
that.
The Hey Girl.
Hey Girl.
From Mickey D.
Hey Girl. That was
so bad. Hey, girls. Welcome to the Looters Podcast. We are a sci-fi, space, western, actual play, tabletop, RPG podcast using the Stars Without Number system, but set in a separate universe. Of Matt's own design.
What a mouthful. Ooh, ooh.
No. I'm Andrew. I play the character Artie.
And I am Deanna, and I play the character El Capitan.
I'm Ian, and I play Levi.
And I'm Melinda, and I play Theo.
And I'm Matthew, and I play everyone else.
And that's the crew!
Hey, yeah!
Woohoo!
I'll probably cut this out, but, you know, we were told to, like, you know, tighten up our intros a bit, so. So that was tight.
Very tight.
I can go
tight. Oh, Jesus.
Was that shrill
that was
enough?
Hard stop. Hard stop halfway through that.
Weed. I'm not high enough for that.
I can go.
Well, do you guys remember the question that we said we were going to ask this week?
I definitely don't. Do you?
I sure do.
Tell me what the question is, Drew.
The question is, I'm glad you asked.
Yeah.
Is if we were to switch spots.
That's right.
At this table.
That's right.
We were to play different characters.
Right.
Or one of us was going to GM the Stars Without Numbers game that we're playing right now. What would we pick? And why?
I feel like I know mine like right off the bat.
Go.
Yeah, I'd
be El Capitan.
Yeah. Hey! Like,
are you fucking kidding me?
I love that.
Like, yeah, no, definitely.
Right?
For why? Yeah.
For why? Because I'm a degenerate as well.
Yeah. Let it out.
And I revel in it.
Maybe El Capitan will have some influence on Levi.
Maybe.
I hope one day.
She already has. He's like, my guy's smoking weed now.
That's,
you know? Like,
true.
My guy.
Yeah, that's a big step up.
Didn't you say you've had like one beer with your dad once at some point too? Now you're drinking.
That's the backstory.
I think I'd be Artie.
Oh, yeah.
I think I would have fun being really weird.
Really weird.
Tell me how you really feel about Artie.
I think he's great. We're friends.
No. I actually think I would be Theo. I think I would totally
fuck us up.
I mean, IRL.
I'm sorry. So great.
No, because you're gonna.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Ian.
God, fucking damn it! But Levi is really cool, and more people should like him and relate to him and want to play.
But then we still
need
to know.
Do you have mommy issues?
No.
Levi has mommy issues.
Shut up.
Okay, well, wait, Drew. Why would you want to?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, we cut off Drew.
Oh, me. I IRL love to play guitar and do musical stuff, and I feel like I just like. Every time Theo's talking about like any of her band stuff, I'm like kind of thinking like, oh, I could like I
actually
play,
do
like,
it.
Like, yeah, you know, it just, and I just love the backstory too, the like kind of the fall from grace, the being on top.
You don't even know nothing, yet.
I don't.
You don't know nothing.
You don't even know nothing. Yet.
Jesus.
Well, you are cut off. You don't even know nothing.
Okay, so you would
Deanna,
be the GM.
What would you want to play?
Yes,
GM
I would want to be a GM. I don't know why.
Are you going to GM one of our specials?
It's
the Mother's Day special?
I'll do it. Mommy, like Ian was saying,
mommy issues.
Everybody has to play characters with mommy issues, yeah.
Wait.
Mommy issues the special.
Wait, they're all... Wait. Well, are they all like boys?
I'm not even kidding.
Could be girls.
Girls could have mommy issues, yeah.
About mommy issues. I'm not. This is real, right?
Wait,
we're actually doing
it. It could be.
I don't know.
We're manifesting.
So Patreon into this exclusive. Idea.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mommy issues.
I could not be more serious about how into this idea I am. I'm looking you.
Do
all
you want to GM it?
In the
she seems very.
No, I want to play that though.
It's such a like vague topic. I don't know what that show is at all yet.
We'd have
characters with mommy issues.
Yeah,
And we had a support group or
the
something.
The goal is beat the mom, like in The Binding of Isaac. Have you guys?
Oh yeah.
I literally was just starting to play The Binding of Isaac.
Binding of Isaac fucking rules.
You have to beat the mom.
Gotta beat mother. But she's not the last. last boss, though. There's actually like 20 more, depending on the DLCs you have and like the what playthrough you're on.
Nerd alert. Okay.
I love this.
So it would be chaotic, and I do want to have chaotic evil control over all of you guys.
Oh, yeah.
She's like,
you fucked up. She really make this world much more evil, is what you're trying to say?
Yes.
It sounds awesome. All right. Matthew. It's going to happen. Looter's promise.
Okay. Yeah,
Looter's promise. Mommy issues the special.
There's really only one right answer for you
and
to
pick. And it has to be Levi.
Yes. Thank God.
Yeah. It's not just a pity pick?
No, it's not a pity pick. And the reason why is I am not musical at all, so I can't really relate to that. I can't.
Neither am I. That's why I wanted to do it.
I also like the idea of playing a character that has to deal with the order of things and it getting all jacked up. And also, having read everyone's backstories, that's the one that for me I would enjoy playing the most.
The politics.
I feel like you're giving me like direct eye contact when you're saying that. And like, sorry, Drew, I like Levi's backstory better than yours.
Well, he basically said he liked Levi's backstories than all of ours. It's okay.
I think I'm biased because it was from a GM's perspective. I liked it more because it was more about. And then yours was obviously next, Drew. But
thank you, thank you. That's what I needed.
Because yours built out one specific world. His built out like three worlds, like a whole bunch of worlds.
Mine built out my world.
Was great to your character. I don't think I could do that justice playing that character all that well.
Oh,
and I
that's all I have going for me is character.
Yeah, I don't think like, I don't, and that's fine. That's great. Like that's what I'm here for is to do the world shit.
You relate to it.
Like. And Deanna's and was also, like, don't tell me. Don't, I don't want to know about my napkin.
I don't want to know.
Yeah, that was a, it was a little, you know, it was a little just slapped together. But
yeah, like, and I have the best character.
And you're living
Everyone wants to play Kel Capitan.
Yeah. I think I would enjoy doing the politics stuff more than what Artie's come to be. So I think that's one of my personal things.
Just tragedy.
Just absolute tragedy. Like,
oh, wow.
But the teleportation powers would be cool. Mm. That'd be fun.
I feel like everybody's answers.
That's why I
want to
do it.
Yeah.
There isn't a wrong one, but it's the right
one. No, I feel like that feels right. Like, if we were to do it, that would be fun.
Yes.
All right. Other special we're going to do where we all play?
Each other.
Listen, we're lining up the specials.
You and I, we could.
I don't know what that contact means.
You guys are going public with this?
Yeah. Hey, we've kissed, and it was awesome.
You should really tell your fiance, Matt.
Oh, no, she knows.
She watched. No.
Oh my God.
That was the one she was most okay with.
That's hilarious.
All right, let's play.
All right.
Let's play. All right.
Why not?
So, quick little recap of what happened. After you successfully imprisoned Kallax and had a full-blown conversation with him.
Full-blown.
All
Wet all brothers.
The
wet brothers.
It was mostly that. It was mostly you dealing with that and then figuring out what you wanted to do and the reveal of who Artie really is. Then at the end when all the NPCs came in being like, we don't want any NPCs. It's just us. And just got rid of them all, which made my life easier. So I'm fine with that. But yeah, it's at this point you guys finished up the day, which ended up being a more full day than anticipated of...
This is one of our days for our like week.
Yes, I know. Which I was like, I was trying to make the week happen in like two episodes, and now we're just gonna play
it out. Day by day.
I just listened to the last episode, and I feel like there was like some important tidbits of information that was revealed when we all talked to Kallax.
Sure. What were some of those things?
There is that the Emperor is sick.
Yes.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's right.
That's a good refresher.
There was that the ship was originally headed to Artie's mother.
Yeah.
The priestess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I already knew that.
You already knew that?
Yeah. Well, actually, I guess...
Did you put it together? I think you had the pieces. Did you put it together before I said it?
Bitch.
Well, I can't, like... I feel like I did know that. I can't tell you exactly...
Maybe he remembered from last week.
Oh, yeah, I could just be remembered from last week.
Get back!
And I feel like there's a third thing, too, that when I was listening back, I was like, oh, that's really...
We have the floaty backpack.
We have the floaty backpack. El Capitan's pants are now ripped. That's
the... I mean, you knew that Kallax was initially sent to kill you and then has left working
yes,
for
yes, yes. Kallax is like a rogue agent, theoretically, if we trust them.
Yeah. And at this stage, you have on your ship two of the princes of the Interstellar Empire's leading family.
Oh, right. And then also Skye.
Yeah, I was gonna. That's
oh,
and
yes.
Then
Sky
weirdo.
That Sky's just learning who to kill and not to kill. It's that's a hard, true. Complicated.
Yeah,
thing.
There was a big back and forth with that.
Me too.
See?
Yeah, it mirrors everything. Mirrors everything.
Our little story tricks.
Storytelling. So, after a crazy yesterday, you all collapse into your beds in the hostel where you have places to stay, and you.
We cuddled.
Did you cuddle? No. Were you all cuddling?
No.
We just were bonding as a group. We just pillow piled in the middle of the room.
Cuddle cuddle?
Cuddle cuddle.
No, I don't like any of that.
So, over the course of, like, late into the morning, I think everybody starts waking up. You guys are all in, find yourselves in the central living chambers of your little hostel area. I'll leave the four of you to that and talk your shit.
All right. So, I would love to take some of the stuff we bought from the depot and upgrade our ship with it. That's kind of what I want to spend.
You're like doing things already this early in the morning?
Doing things already.
Good morning to you, Audie. Hello.
Good morning.
Coffee first.
I know.
I already have coffee.
Oh, I see.
I've been up for like 45 minutes already.
I have a question. We talked to the guy at the the guitar store, and he actually was so cool. I have this idea that for like an arm, but I need help, and I'm just wondering if anybody would know somebody or like would know how to like help me draw like a blueprint for an arm that is also an electric guitar.
You want a guitar arm?
A guitar arm is a great way to phrase
that's
it.
That's fucking sick.
Thank you. I thought so too. That's... But I genuinely don't know how to like think of that.
Okay. What if you have like strings on your forearm, right?
Indeed.
And you can grab the bottom of the strings, like where your elbow is, and attach that to your waist when you want to play guitar. And now you have and your arm can fold back and you have like a straight line from your waist to the top of your wrist of guitar strings, so it's like a neck. And this is a robotic arm. Theoretically, we could program it so that your hand then like rotates down and kind of goes up and down the neck on its own with its own motorized system. And then you could play guitar on your forearm with your left hand that would go up and down the strings and then use your right hand to like pluck.
Audie, it sounds like you've thought about this, and I'm that's exactly what I'm looking for. That's brilliant.
I just
do you like already have this? Can you draw this up for me?
I could draw it up. It's already drawn up in my mind.
That's so great. Okay, can you get that for me? I know you said you want to go do things to the ship, but can I get that so that I can go to my man's? I forgot what
to say.
No, my man's.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm only on like revision 4 on my data pad. I've been doodling in my
office. You
play guitar and you have an electric arm. I was just thinking, like, you know, that
you
would
were just gonna carry this around with you until I just happened to ask about.
I mean, I didn't know. I also have tons of plans for other people's things, you know?
What?
Give me
what
a fix.
Show me.
Give me a fix.
Show
check.
Me the things.
Okay.
All right, so this fix check is gonna determine how good of a design this really is.
Wait,
so.
So
just like El Capitan's tattoo.
Give me a fix check plus. Fuck. I think this is wisdom more than intelligence.
It doesn't matter. I have a plus one in each.
Okay, well, let's do that.
Oh,
let's see here. I got 4, 5, 6, 7 plus my fix 8, 9 plus 1, so 10. 10's pretty good, right?
I like 10.
That sounds good.
Do you want to reroll?
Oh,
what?
It's so early.
I'll re-roll. This is important. What? Can I take the... If I re-roll and I get worse, do I take the worse roll?
No, you take the better.
Okay.
All right, nobody do anything dangerous the rest of the session.
Let me hold on. Let me confirm that re-roll. I think you take the higher. I'll say take the higher.
Okay.
That's
how we've been playing.
That's fair. I like it.
Oh my god!
Triple one!
Three natural ones.
Three
take the higher!
Alright, well, good thing Matt said we will take the higher. Don't you dare look it up on your computer.
That is crazy! Wait, what's the problem? It's fucking...
That's actually...
You rolled 36 is like last session,
yes.
Too. Yeah.
I need to look up what the probability of that is, because that is actually fucking nuts.
That's insane.
Oh, he needs to look up the probability of that, because it's actually fucking nuts.
Oh my god. Looks like my expert roll would have sucked anyway, no matter what I used it on. So.
Oh my god.
Ten is still like pretty good for just a robot arm thing.
That's crazy.
As you're trying to convince Matthew, it's please, is it good?
0.0046%.
It's true. Wow. But it's also the same probability of rolling two ones and a two.
Yeah, take the new roll
and
if
two
it's
ones
better.
And a three.
Take the new roll if it's better.
And two ones and a four.
All right, so with it, so you write up a pretty good plan for her arm.
He did also say that this was revision four,
the fourth draft.
So I'll
say that the revision four allows you to have it now rather than
okay.
It's
yeah, yeah. As okay, I'm like passing it over your data pad. I'm like, yeah, I'm still gonna tinker with it a lot more and like fix it, but it should be okay, workable now.
Here's the thing: in the way that this will work mechanically is throughout the game. At certain points, Artie can work on your arm and do upgrades and stuff like that.
Sick.
He's kind of your engineer, is sort of the idea of how I view it. So, right that now, so
right,
right now,
cool?
It's
like,
right now it's pretty
it
cool. Right now it's pretty cool.
And then your hand just like comes up and down.
That's for sure gonna bite me in the ass later
so,
about some crazy
so,
shit you're gonna do with that.
I take the wire and I grope
I mean, with yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And my hand comes out and stabs him in the throat. That's for sure gonna happen. But yeah, with the 10, that's a pretty damn well-designed thing. Due to this needing a lot of work and it being a really complex machine that will have some small limitations and really extreme guitar patterns, but I think on a whole, it's going to really get the job done.
Okay, cool. Okay. Should I leave?
Yeah, if you want to head to start hanging over there.
I think you should leave.
Well, wait, no, I want to see what everybody else is doing first.
Oh, no, it's a secret. You already left.
No,
you said
no!
Yeah, I guess you're right. I did already.
You come right back in.
Yes!
Wait, what are you guys doing?
I forgot my compad that he just sent me my thing on. What are you guys up to today?
What are we up to
is
today?
It a
That's
secret?
A very good question. No, I guess there's a couple questions. You know, I mean, like, we still do have Calyx on board. Like, what are we just going to, like, lock him in a room and kind of leave him there? Like,
well, do we trust him?
Well, no.
But I don't think he's trying to, like, run away and report us right now, you know? Like, I feel
no. Maybe he's just trying to, like, watch us, and I feel like that's... Maybe
I was thinking about
enough.
Maybe asking if you wanted to help with the ship upgrades just to, like...
Yeah, make him work!
Yeah, you know?
I like that.
Put him in the mine!
Put him in the mines.
As they're having this conversation, I want to, like, seem like I'm going to go to the bathroom, but I'm actually leaving.
Okay, let's go
she
for
said
a
Irish
performance
goodbye.
Check.
All right.
Hello?
Plus charisma or dexterity.
Why not sneak?
Because you're not sneaking. You're in the room with everybody.
But I don't have anything for performance.
Because the word you said to me was, I'm trying
I don't
to pretend to go to the bathroom,
I'm
but really leave.
I'm trying to sneak
leave.
To go to the bathroom. Okay, fine.
It's not like a
God
stealth.
Damn it.
Oh, let's go. Let's fucking go.
Why?
Fantastic. So you got...
I have
so
a fuck. Okay.
Four plus
four
what for performance?
Minus two.
Okay, so two. Plus what for charisma or dexterity?
Three.
So three total. So El Capitan looks like she's trying to sneak out, but is just going to the bathroom, which is not remotely by the exit. Like, it's on the other side of the room. And then you start slowly shifting towards the exit, and you watch her just get to the door, and the door opens, and...
My girl!
You all good, El Capitan?
Where are you going?
Yeah, I just needed to smoke outside, get some fresh air.
You can smoke in here. I've kind of grown accustomed to the taste. It seems like there's some guys down the hallway smoking as well. I mean.
Right.
Yeah, what? What?
Roll notice check.
Let's go. We're forcing that in, baby. Plus.
This is going to be our new favorite NPC.
Yeah, it is. Let's go, I don't know, dexterity. Fuck it.
Dexterity? How about wisdom?
I don't think you're that wise about weed.
Well,
I think it's about your nose catching the scent.
It's a very distinct smell that I've been... I was in
He has been hanging around me.
I was in jail. I've been hanging around El Capitan.
Yeah,
that's something I'd grow accustomed to. It's like incense. I'm like, oh, I can smell... Like I smell that perfume once. I know what it is.
The deep understanding
fine.
Of weed smell.
Yeah! Let's go,
I love that negotiation.
Lenient GM.
Fight for that plus one on
I'll
this
take
very
it.
Important
I'll
role.
All right, 4, 6, 7.
You are smelling phantom weed.
Phantom weed? Well, I think there's some guys smoking weed down the hallway, but I can't really tell at all. Like, it kind of smells like incense a little bit, but other times, like, I smelled a skunk the other day that, like, I thought was really weed, but it really wasn't. It was actually dead skunk, but...
There's a skunk here from Terra?
Yeah, I'm like, people import exotic animals, you know? That's it's.
I try to slip away as he's talking about this stuff.
Does anyone say or do anything?
I mean, I'm not going to call a captain out if she's just, like, clearly trying to slip away.
I don't notice, and then I'm like... Wait, where'd she go? I was explaining.
All right, El Capitan, you slip out into the hallway that'll get you out of this hostel into the central dome area that you're in.
Okay, great.
What are you trying to
go do? So I know that I can't take out Big Blue, right? Like, we're hiding Big Blue for a reason in case so Vic Martel doesn't. Who's coming for us again? I'm sorry. I need to, like,
well, there's Chava.
Chava. Is,
yeah. There's Chava, and then who's maybe coming for you, maybe not. And then there's Vic Martel, who's sort of the owner operator of Brother Circle and operates out of here.
So, because of that I know, I'm not going to be stupid as I usually am and take out Big Blue, but I am
roll
itching.
A wisdom check.
I really want to race. Like, I've been feeling stressed out, and I just want to, like, go to an arena, see if someone will let me borrow their ship so I can just do a loop or something. I need to decompress, and that's one of the ways I know to decompress.
I think that there's, you know, tracks, and they will have much lower level stuff running at various points in the early afternoon and stuff like that. You can go for a long walk and eventually land there, and you could probably watch some racing.
Great.
Yeah.
Wait, but I don't want to watch it. I want to do it.
Okay. So how?
I don't know yet. I have to get there, and then maybe I'll find someone who will let me do it.
All right. So you need to walk there either way.
Yes.
Okay, great. So you start heading that way. All right. So El Capitan leaves the three of you. Theo, you are planning to go with your designs to go to, I believe it's Winnick is what I said his name was?
Yeah. Yep. Was it with an X or no?
Winnick. Yeah, Winnick.
Windex.
Windex. But the three of you are still in a room together, so do you want to chat anymore or head off and do certain things?
Bye!
Heads out her way as well.
So what are your plans today, Levi? Well,
I was hoping we'd all be here so we could talk to Nikki G about the whole, you know, cartel leader situation kind of thing, but I guess we'll just kind of do that later. You're talking about doing repairs with Calyx, right? I mean, do you feel like I should be there to, like, I guess overlook it, make sure nothing goes awry?
I think the vibe today is, like, everyone needs to go figure their shit out for a minute, you know? So you can come with me and hang out and do that, but I honestly saw my brother, who I haven't seen since I was 10 years old, and learned about my father trying to kill me and all this sort of stuff. I just need to go, like, tinker and fix some shit and then, like, figure out the rest of the life after a few hours after that, you know?
All right. Okay. No, you're fine. I'll go see what Sam's up to, I guess.
I think with that, Levi, you just sort of drift out of the room.
Yeah.
That was so... I didn't mean to be standoffish.
And, already after a moment, I think you head...
I'll go see what Sam's doing.
Head over to the bay that Sky is located in. Oh, that's hilarious. That's really
that would
good.
Never happen to me in real life.
Artie legitimately does not understand, like, that reaction. He's like, he could come fix stuff with me. That wasn't what I was saying.
That's a big deal. All right, so we're going to start with Theo. While you're on the way to Winnick's place.
Oh, fuck.
Give me a notice check.
No. I am nervous for what I do not know if I'm gonna notice.
Get ready for the reflex saving throw right after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Well, let's do that.
Not really too hot.
Plus notice, plus, I guess, charisma or wisdom or dexterity, any of the three?
Six.
Just enough, in fact.
So
you exit the hostel, which is in one of these big sort of cone living habitats that are basically drilled into the planet to make Hera. And as you're, you know, making your way back to Winnick's, you see that there is a big sign for a race that you know is happening in 3 days, and that El Capitan is supposedly going to race at. And
allegedly.
Yeah, potentially. Like, potentially not. I'll give you a chance if you would like to name it something fun, or I can give it a name. I just like this would be something you might like
brain fart. You do it.
Brain fart. Me do it.
We already called it like MK Ultra.
Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah, I think that's what it was. It's like
that's MK like the league,
race.
Right? Yeah, MK Ultra race.
Yeah, the MKU league.
Jesus Christ!
Is it like the MKU Triple Crown or something like that?
Yeah, sure. MKU Triple Crown. MK Ultra Triple Crown.
3 stars at the end.
That's crazy.
Can we make a more sci-fi?
MK Ultra Race Triple Crown
Spaceship.
That's what I see on this sign.
I call like it MK.
I kind of like the goofiness of it. So that's what you see. But the thing that really catches your attention is that it says off to the side, musical performances by. And so I was looking through your backstory, and you don't have a name for this person, but I feel like you would know who this person is, and I'll let you pick the name if you would like to pick a name.
No, give me a name of the bitch.
Oh, it's a girl. Okay, great.
Well, a bitch could be a man.
Yeah, they could be.
I call you, you're a bitch.
Men can be bitches, too.
Men can be bitches, too.
Ooh, is it a male? That's kind of interesting.
That's what I was thinking.
Give it to me. What's the bitch's name?
You see it says Alex, spelled A-L-E-K-S.
Oh, God.
What a bitch.
That's cool.
Alex Hart, spelled H-A-R-T-E.
Oh, God.
That's great.
And
Alex Hart. That's how it's spelled?
Yeah, that's who it is.
That's ridiculous. Alex Harte.
I've just decided Artie's a huge fan. Yeah. All the records.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I don't know. He just and likes music. Why are you looking at me like that, Theo?
Theo, you would know that this man, this guy, is this rock star, is represented by Rothko. And you see that Alex Hart is the headliner of the what is basically like the Super Bowl halftime show for this racing league.
My ears are literally ringing.
Yeah, I think like it all sort of dawns on you that this guy, Alex Hart, is there. But realistically, with this huge of a show, Rothko is probably here on the planet somewhere. So that hits you. We will cut now to El Capitan.
As Melinda convulses.
We'll cut now to
Melinda,
El
don't
Capitan.
Throw up on the rug.
So El Capitan, you head out and you have a long walk over to where one of these pits are, basically. And where are you trying to go to?
Okay, so what I'm envisioning is I want to go to a very like underground kind of thing where it's not illegal, but it's like smaller on a smaller scale.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I guess I'll just tell you my plan. I want to seek someone out so that I can convince them to bet on me or else I double their monies just so I can race.
Ooh.
Okay.
Have a plan.
There's a couple ways that we can go about doing this. And, well, there's a few steps to go about doing this because it's a lot of things. I think first, you would know how to find sort of one of these lower level racing places. We'll start with a notice check and we'll see what happens from there.
Okay. Ooh, big roll. Doggy.
Big
10,
roll.
Plus, 10.
Notice plus, let's go charisma.
Okay. Then I have 11.
With an 11, you know that there are sort of people clocking you. You're just entering territory where there's probably gangs in various shady places sort of operating. Okay. That doesn't necessarily mean you've been spotted and are being hunted or anything like that, but I think you catch like, oh, hey, look, when I'm at this lower circle in this different cone over here in Hera that like there's a few more questionable individuals walking around. Some people are carrying weapons openly down here. You see some places have some pretty intense security outside of them.
Are they like looking at me, anyone in particular? Like, do I see anyone, or are they just kind
of
like
they're clocking you? Like, you mostly the point of this notice check is to be like, hey, you got to be careful here.
Okay,
you can't fuck around.
Got it.
And so you go to the betting house for the LF races, which is the Lightning Federation races, LFR. You see off to the right, there's a big window that clearly has bulletproof and like metal for laser proofing glass. And there's a window in the front where you see there's a somebody sitting there working. Mm-hmm. And then you see that along the far wall, it's a big windowed and screened wall, which you can see out for the races.
Okay. Like okay. people wa- like
yeah, people are watching. Okay. Yep. The way these races work are in the lower parts of Hera. They are basically these tunnel systems that people are racing through and ripping through. And that's the point of your ship, which you know about Big Blue, has tracks on it to be able to go on the ground, but also can fly. Mm-hmm. And so there are times when like you're going to make these moves where you're almost bouncing off the walls and stuff like that to get past and through other people. Mm-hmm. And so the bigger races you would know as well, though, is they're in the tunnels and sometimes they're out on the surface and doing okay. things. And cool. so that's where it gets a little bit crazier. But down here, it's just in the tunnels.
Okay.
You're looking for somebody throwing around big money, yeah. kind
and
of?
I feel like I know how to identify them, being that, like, this is just kind of the world that I grew up in.
Sure. Let's go connect plus wisdom, and I'll give you a plus one for that argument. I think, like, okay. yeah, I agree. You've been around this your whole life. Like, you're not some tourist here that's yeah. not understanding shit, you know?
Okay. So, oh, you want me to?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that
would be why, yeah. I was like, okay, just do it. All right.
Six plus one, a seven. Plus wisdom?
Yep, that was it.
Seven.
Can I have charisma? Because it's at one.
Fine, I'll give you charisma.
All right,
with an eight. I'll give it to you with an eight.
Got that, man.
Lenient GM strikes again.
Feeling nice today. Until I'm not. You see an almost like quintessential villain type. Like,
yes.
You see a guy with bald hair. He looks kind of meatballish and a bald head.
Can he have a long curly mustache?
I think he has like he's a French. Mustache that rolls from the mustache up into the sideburns.
Oh, the, yeah, I know what you mean.
And it's just that on his face.
Can like, you, mutton can chops? You
is that what those are called?
French?
Yeah, it's like oh yeah, a stash in the mutton chop yeah, combo.
I don't know if I can
yeah.
do a French accent. Oui, I don't think I do a good French accent. I'll try. I'll totally.
That's
try
okay. He has a shitty French accent.
Yeah, shitty French accent. Yeah, which is great. And you see, he's in like an all white suit that has like purple accenting to it. And
why do these men all have all white suits? Didn't what's his face have it? Ramirez have an all
yeah,
white
yeah,
suit.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
It's not just. All men. It's all the men connected to your
yeah.
life.
Yeah.
The ghost fox as well. I don't know if you knew. Yeah.
And you can see in his teeth. His teeth, like as he's going for a drink, you can see it's like half of it is like bedazzled, basically.
Oh, I thought you meant to say like falling out. Like,
No. It's like metal implants with then jewels on it. And whether the jewels are nice or not, who knows? He's got a couple drinks before him, and you can tell he's watching pretty intently the screens at a couple of specific cars here that are ripping through.
Okay. I approach him very casually. I don't do that.
You're welcome.
That's the sound a car make when I press gas.
Wait, I love that.
Talk jack.
That's your hook.
Yeah. You gotta play a caveman now.
You been here long?
He literally looks you up and down. Ooh. And says, when this race is over, I'll pay you 45 credits and we can go in the back. That's my final offer.
He thinks I'm a whore.
You said you've been here long.
How about I do you one better?
35 credits?
How about I double your money that you're betting for this ship that you bet on?
With that, he is a little bit surprised at the confidence of that. I think he does take a little, leans his head back. How do you figure?
He changes his accent on me?
That's his real accent. Okay. You intrigued him. It's not us picking up Hooker's accent now.
Well, here's my deal. You're going to help me get in one of those ships because I'm the best racer in town. So I can reassure you or secure that you will win this little bet of yours. Or if not, I'll just double your money. I'll give it to you.
What is in it for you?
I just want to see a handsome man win. That's all.
All right, let's go talk check plus charisma. I'm going to give you plus two for all of that. That's fucking awesome.
Plus two for all that,
Reese. I just want to see a handsome man win. God damn.
I love it.
Oh! That's not bad. That's, yeah, it's... I saw the six, and I was like, oh.
I know. Shit, that's a 12.
Yeah, you got talk.
You got a 12. Okay.
Yeah. Doggy.
Jesus.
I like your style. I do have 3,000 credits bet on this race. How can you guarantee that I will get it back?
Don't worry about it. I've got the money.
Well, I will need some assurances. How's about you? I will put the money on hold, and if you win, like you say, then I will give you some of the cut. It only seems fair.
Oh, you're a generous guy. All right. Sounds good to me.
All right, so you pass over 3,000 credits on your compad to his, and you watch the notification go through. He calls someone over, pulls him in, and he says, fix her up with the ship. We can get rid of Eric. And
fuck Eric.
Fuck Eric.
Bye-bye.
And so...
it's going to be our best friend this episode.
It was his first race, too.
Oh, Eric.
He was really excited. Yeah.
This guard leads the way, and you're taken down towards the pits to be able to race. Artie, you head on over to your ship. And I think as you enter through the hangar bay doors and you look up at your vessel that has carried you so far, you see as you look up, which didn't normally give you much of a pause, but you see that the lights in the cockpit are on and there's this purple glow, and it usually is. But I think you look at Sky and that sort of crosses your mind then.
It does. And I want to say that, like, the way it crosses Artie's mind is, yeah, of course, Sky's learning.
I like that.
Sky's an algorithm. Sky's making errors, and Sky is correcting for that. And that's just how Sky works.
I think with that, you head on into the cargo bay. Where do you want to go?
All right. Well, as soon as I'm on the ship, I'm just going to say, hey, Sky, how you feeling?
Hi, RD. I feel fine.
Everything okay? Have any questions? I know you had a lot to computate since, you know, the conversation in the cockpit and everything.
No questions.
How's your behavior adjustments going? Are you adjusting any behavior? Are you trying to...
I am analyzing behavior.
Great. Well, if you have any questions, you know, feel free to ask. I don't know if I have good answers. We're all flawed humans, but I'm happy to help you try to figure it out.
I am not human.
Right, but I assume you're trying to understand the humans.
Yes.
Well, yeah. Here to help.
Thank you, Artie.
Hey, I was also wondering, you know, I mentioned getting you something to be able to be a little bit more part of the crew while you're on ship. Does that still sound interesting to you?
Yes, it does.
Well, start thinking about how you want to appear to us. I'm going to install some stuff in here to let you take whatever form you want.
Exciting.
How's Calix been?
All of his vitals appear stable.
Oh, that's good. And restless, moving around a lot?
Not out of the ordinary.
All right. Well, I'm going to go check in on him.
Understood. And you head on up to his room.
I take my taser and I loosen the holster on it a little bit. Practice a couple quick draws. All right. Then I walk up to the door.
I want to make you roll for it.
I can roll for it really quick.
Let's go performance check.
Oh my gosh.
Perform check plus dexterity.
It's a 8. I'm sure I don't have any perform. Minus 2, so that is a 6 plus dexterity is also a 0, so 6.
You don't drop your taser, but I think it's a little clunkier than you'd like.
I feel like it looks clunky, but in Artie's head, it's badass.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
It's like Star Wars kid,
yeah,
you know?
For sure.
Like,
yeah, exactly. You practice your quick draw a few times, and then you're at the door.
I knock.
I'm locked in here. Hello?
I open up the door.
Door opens. Oh, Artie.
Calix.
What's up?
You know, I am going to do some repairs on the ship, and I could use a hand, and I was wondering if you would like to help me fix it up.
You want me to help you fix the ship?
Didn't seem like you had anything better to do today.
Yeah, it'll be nice to stretch my legs. Where do you want to start?
Let's start with sorting holograms.
Okay.
Come with me. And I'll just head towards the cargo bay.
Yeah, I think after a moment or two, he follows you and you head on over to the cargo bay.
All right, so basically what we're trying to do is we're trying to make sure that we find crystals that are still intact. Like, a lot of the screens are cracked on these, but that's not really an issue. What we want to make sure is that the crystals in them that, like, do the fracturing of light to create the hologram is still functional. So I have here a donor one that's basically has, like, the working features. And so you can use this and just swap in all of the crystals from the broken ones to figure out which crystals are intact. And then we're going to put an intact crystal pile here so that we can use those to eventually put around the ship to be the working ones.
All right, so I'm just looking for crystals and testing them out?
Testing out crystals, that's right.
All right, so let's go ahead and roll together here.
Brother bonding. Plus one, brother bonding.
Oh, it's plus two. It's plus two for both of us for brother bonding.
That's nice.
Brother bear.
Brother bear is right. Let's have you roll a fixed check. I'll have you roll fixed check plus intelligence or wisdom.
Ooh. Oh, shit. Well,
That's what I call a nine.
So that's 11 plus... two for fix plus one, so
14.
With a 14, you and Kallax find the mother load of stuff. Kallax is trying pretty hard here, and where normally he would probably find this pretty menial and boring, I think he's really trying to be invested in this and is kind of finding some enjoyment out of it and is able to start finding a whole bunch of crystals and is paying attention to what you're doing and really like understanding what to do. And so I think you guys find a whole bunch.
Nice.
So yeah, so you found your crystals. Now what?
Yeah, so after we have this kind of sorted, I'll be like, okay, so this is pretty easy. We just take the boards we salvaged and we just need to start mounting them around the ship and just shooting so they can shoot general projections into all of the hallways and rooms and such. It's good. You'll get to know the ship.
What do you mean I'll get to know the ship?
I don't know. I don't know how long you're going to be hanging out with us.
Hanging out? You were keeping me prisoner.
Well, yeah, but I don't really know what your other plans are for yourself. I mean, I know you wanted to come find me, but if you're not a prince anymore and you're not being part of the family, like, what were you going to do? Just go hide on a planet off somewhere or something?
I mean, a little bit, yeah. It was get you to safety or find you if you are. And I mean, I'm not really interested in going to war with our dad. He's not like he's lacking on arms.
If father isn't hunting me down, then I have no reason to care about anything he's doing. But I think I have some bigger part to play in this than you realize, unfortunately.
What are you referring to?
You know how I kind of had all those sessions with Dr. Facey and like...
Yeah, what was going on with that?
So for some reason, I can access the slip and kind of and make short jumps and travels through it out of my own person. And I don't know why I can do that.
Are you saying you can teleport?
Yeah, you caught on that really fast.
I mean, you said that you walk through the slip and appear in different places?
So. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's teleporting, no?
Yeah,
I mean,
no, you're right.
Where does it happen? Does it like take time to walk through the slip?
It takes a little time if I do it with someone else, but if it's just me, I can kind of pop in and out and travel around in a way that is very superhero-y.
Wait, so you can do it with other people?
Yeah.
Call me surprised. I don't know what I'm supposed to say to that. I mean, that would make sense that Dad absolutely is looking for you then. But that wouldn't make sense why he would try to have me kill you.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand. And I don't understand that. And I think Dr. Facey has something to do with it because he always wanted to, like, you know, have me run on treadmills and shit and figure out my capabilities. And so he's
like,
missing.
He was, like, stress testing you?
I think so. Or it felt like maybe in hindsight that he was trying to, like, activate me. Get me to click into something.
And did he activate you?
Well, that's why I left. When the first time I did it, our mother told me that I had to leave.
Wait, Mom got you out?
Yeah, she arranged it. It definitely seemed not to my father's wishes, and she seemed scared. And, you know, mom's never scared.
I mean, that's new. It's news to me.
Yeah, it's kind of what I was picking up, and you could see why I was like, thought maybe you had some part in it, tracking me down and trying to
about all this information about like the why.
I just thought that like if this stuff was happening to me and mom was paranoid and I had to smuggle out to survive and you were looking for me, that you might have something to do with it all.
I mean, not more than what I've been told.
Can I do like an insight check or something on him? A sort of like
yeah. I like that. I like that. I think that'd be a no. I think a no check is.
No.
I like a no check there. Oh. No plus charisma, I think is fair.
All right.
Six. We already got a six. What's the four roll?
It's a four.
You see it?
Yes, I see it.
Where is it?
Right under you.
So a six and a four.
Six and a four. It's a 10 plus one for my no, so 11.
From what you can tell, he is not faking with you. He's not hiding anything from you. Like, whatever he's been told is what he was told. We can't go back to our family. I mean, it'd be like just walking into the lion's den.
Yeah.
How far can you teleport?
I don't know.
Do you want to test that out?
I mean, I guess I could try. Go to one side of the hangar.
Sure. I mean, is it dangerous? Like,
it feels really natural.
I mean, it's your powers, man.
All right, let's try.
Love it. So I think with that, after you found the crystals, you're right out by the hangar there. So you head down the ramp and you want to try and go from one end to the other?
Yeah, one end of the whole hangar to the other. Can I disable the cameras first on the hangar and make sure there's nothing to be
running? Actually, you don't have to. This place doesn't have any cameras.
That's true. It's like an underground.
Yeah, it's a little safe place. Yeah. So right. I think you're fine.
All right.
Then you would know that. So great. I think you hustle out of the ship and Calyx stays by the ramp and you head off to one side and turn and face and sort of Calyx is kind of in the center between you and the other end.
About how far does this look?
Let's say all the way. This is maybe 75 yards.
How far was it when we teleported to the first time?
I feel like even when he fell off the ship, he might have fallen more than that, no?
I think not more than 75 yards. Mm. This would be certainly the longest you've done. Yeah.
Do-do-do-do.
Now what?
All right, so let's roll your teleport check.
All right. Let's go. Okay. I'm gonna teleport right to that back corner.
Do I need to like duck and cover or something?
No, you're fine. Here I go. All right. So I got I forgot how to read these dice. Four and a one. So five plus my teleport skill. I have a teleport skill. Oh, I have two in that. So four, five, six, seven plus...
It's intelligence, if I remember correctly.
Eight. Yeah, you've said intelligence before.
Yeah. You teleport just fine. And eight is enough to pass to do this. It's a fairly simple check. Like, it's not anything crazy going on. So
great, yeah.
What do you want to do?
Look at my brother, and I just kind of give a shrug, and then I just disappear and reappear 70 yards away, and... There's maybe like a couple random crates and shit in this like kind of storage area that just kind of all rumble as I like pop back in there and displace some air.
Yeah, you do that and you land and I think Calyx, you hear go, whoa, shit, and turns around and starts looking for you and catches you on the other end.
Just casually wave.
What the hell, dude?
I told you.
Right, I guess yeah, this is the first time for me seeing it, so it's a little startling.
Yeah. No, I understand that. It's... I sometimes do it accidentally. It's so easy for me.
You do it accidentally?
Yeah, you know, like when you flinch because something is about to hit your head. Sometimes I flinch and I end up 10 feet away.
But do you, like, dodge bullets?
I mean, like, theoretically, like, you know, like, you dodge bullets as well. Just not by disappearing and reappearing.
Yeah, but if a bullet's going to hit me, then, like, I'm done. Like, you can just get out of the way. Of bullets?
I mean, if I think about it fast enough, my reflexes are fast enough, yeah.
I mean, no wonder Dad would be if that's the basics of your power, of course Dad would be looking for that. Trying to, like, retro-engineer that or something.
Yeah, but also, it feels like he knew that I'd be able to one day. He told me once, it was actually after you visited, we had a weird conversation about, like, I don't remember. Like, it was, he said, like, that I had a big responsibility and that it was, that I would have to be strong and do important things. You know what? But I chalked it up at the time to one of those, like, being emperor sort of talks. But I don't know. Maybe it had something to do. I honestly don't know, Calix. I just want to fix the ship.
We could try to find Dr. Facey.
He would know.
He would know.
But that's not really hiding from the family. That's kind of more going into it.
Well, we don't know where he is. I mean, if he's missing, then they might not know where he is.
Yeah. I could start looking around, seeing what there is to know. Do you have any contacts?
I know some people might be able to get in touch with, see if they can put out some feelers.
I would like to know. Feels like that would be important information to have.
Yeah, I think so too. And with that, we'll cut to Levi. Levi, after everybody left the ship, you went looking for Nikki G? Or excuse me, left the hostel.
For
you went
Sam.
For Sam. Pardon me. For Sam. Let's go for a quick no plus charisma check.
Mm-hmm. No plus charisma.
All right. Oh, baby.
All right.
Big all right. First roll
yep.
For Ian
I
Levi
think
today.
Whatever it is that I should know, I know.
Yeah, I think you know exactly where Sam is. You know that he said that.
I have a tracker on him. He leaves his data pad unlocked at night. Yeah. It's crazy.
Do you want to just say canonically that you have a location tracked? Like, we can, I'll give you that on
wait,
a
you have us all tracked? That would be crazy.
No.
You would, too.
No. I think you know, but you know that he had said that he wanted to go and purchase some medical supplies.
Yeah.
And so he would be in the last drop and probably having a meeting with somebody there.
Oh, shit. And is this kind of like more like a private underground meeting, or is this a bit more like of a casual underground illegal drug and hospital equipment meeting? Like, what type of people does Nikki G surround herself with?
I think you just know that he's in the last drop.
Would I want to interrupt him? Ah, well, what about Maris and Alistair? What are they up to?
Maris and Alistair's bunks were empty when you guys got up in the morning. They're out and about somewhere.
Jeez, they left too without saying goodbye.
I think they got up earlier than you did. And they were a little pissed at y'all for calling them in and then being like, get the fuck out of here.
Oh, yeah, we did do that. We did do that. Yeah, I'm going to give Nikki G a call.
You dial her up, and after a couple rings, she answers the call. And
hey, Nikki, how's it going?
Hey, Levi, what's going on? Everything okay?
Yeah, no. Everything's fine for once, I think. Yeah, no. Yeah, we're in a decent spot. People aren't dying, as far as I know.
That's a little depressing, but...
Yeah, well, I guess that's kind of what I'm calling. It's a nice day out, and I don't really know anything about this place, and, like, everybody just kind of, like, left. I don't really know.
Left? What do you mean?
Well, everybody's just, like, I don't know. It's, like, this is, like, the first time I feel like we haven't all, like, at least been, like, with one other person in, like, our immediate circle. You know, it's, like, the first time we're, like, not all together, and I'm, like, I don't really know how to...
Today, Levi works through his codependent
side. You said figure your own shit out today.
Are you telling me that you're alone right now and don't know what to do?
Well, when you put it that way, it sounds really depressing, but I guess, yeah, no, I really don't know what to do. And there's, like, stuff that we can do that's, like, important, but I want to, like, make a big decision without everybody, you know, pitching in on it. So I'm kind of like, oh, and, you know, I don't know what to do.
Well, first of all, I'm working.
And you can hear the shop noises behind her.
Oh, am I interrupting you?
No, I mean, look, Levi, just enjoy the time off. You don't get many rest days, so Yeah, we got a lot of shit coming up for sure, and things are coming down the pike, no doubt. But if you got a day off, enjoy the day off, all right?
Do you have any suggestions what to do? I'm not somebody who usually has a lot of free time, and I kind of usually like let things just kind of like hit me. But now I just feel like I'm in this spot right now where I'm like, I'm here alone. I have absolutely nothing to do, and I don't know where I am. I don't know anybody else here, and everybody else is off like doing their own thing with their own other people. And I'm just kind of, yeah. I'm sorry, Nikki. I'll figure it out. I'm sorry. I'm like rambling at you right now. I do apologize. I don't mean
Levi,
to inconvenience.
Look, I mean, I don't know. Go get a drink. Like, go for a walk. Go explore. Just take a breath. You can just relax for a little bit. I mean, if you need to come and if really being alone's a problem, you can come to the shop and sit around and stay out the way. But I don't know why you'd want to do that.
Don't worry. Nikki G, I am so sorry. I feel so embarrassed right now. I shouldn't have even called you in the first place.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm doing great. I'll talk to you later, Nikki G, and I'll hang up on that.
All right. Yeah, you hang up on that.
All right. I feel like I'm still in the hostel, right? You remember those guys down the hallway that are totally real and exist?
Phantom smoke, yes. You said.
Do you want to go searching for people?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This is why he has such a high connect.
Okay. all right. Let's go connect plus charisma.
Okay. Connect plus charisma, you said?
Connect plus charisma, yeah.
I heard. I should. Can I just reroll? I caught it.
Yeah, reroll. Okay. Yeah.
Bitch.
I lift it. That's
two and so a three. You have a six.
You go looking in the hostel.
Oh, my
and
God.
And there's nobody else there. I think you go. You go look down one of the halls, and there's nobody in that room. You go and look down another, and there's nobody in that room. And you listen, see if any of the public showers are in use. And no, none of those are on.
You're going to go in the bathroom with people.
And I
hey, I man, think, what's up?
I think also, like, Nikki G has set it up with Gladys that this isn't going to have anybody else here.
Oh, so we have the whole place to ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
What's Gladys up to?
Get the fuck
I think out. After you explore through the halls, there's nothing there. You head back up to the concierge area. And you see that there's a light on in the office with the door slightly ajar.
Okay, I'm going to walk up.
You can hear the scribbling of a pen.
I'm going to delicately like walk up and give the door a little light tap, like a quick like.
Oh, sorry. Can I help you?
Oh, hi. Yeah, I hope I'm not interrupting you. Are you doing anything like super important?
No, right nothing now? Super important. How can I help?
Oh, well, geez, oh, man. You know, I've just kind of caught myself in a bit of a pickle recently, and I don't really know.
A pickle? What do you need food or?
No, not like a literal pickle. I mean, like, well, all my friends they all left me, and I don't really know what to do. So it's kind of a weird position, you know.
Son, are you okay?
I'm fine. You're the second person that's asked me that. But no, I feel. I feel great. I'm just shit. I don't know, Glass. I don't know what to do. You know?
Do you want to just sit up here, or you need to talk to somebody here?
Oh, sure. I love somebody to talk to. I mean, if you're down to have just like a little chat.
Okay, but sure.
And she closes the door, and you go and sit in the sort of central concierge area.
What? Well, what do you need?
I don't need anything. I just wanted to talk to somebody, have a chat. You know,
what would you like to talk about?
Oh man, I didn't think that far. Well, how's your day going?
It's been fine. I've had not too busy going on while we're housing you here, so just helping Nikki out.
Helping Nikki? Yeah. Nice. How do you know of Nikki?
Oh, Nikki's my niece.
Oh, Nikki's your niece?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's really interesting. Say, do you know anything like to do like around town? You know, like is there?
Sure. Would you like a list of restaurants? Would you bars?
I want something like. I feel like I just need to really bite my teeth. Casinos.
You want to gamble? I can definitely help you with gambling.
I think I'd really like that. But where are these casinos though? Like where?
As you say that, she gets up, she gets a key, she locks the door. I'll show you. And she leads the way and beckons you to follow her to go to some casinos.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, shit, Gladys. I like how you roll.
And I think with that, you head out the door following Gladys. And with that, we'll end the session there.
And this has been the Looters Podcast. The looters are Andrew Galtland as Artie, Deanna Newval as El Capitan, Ian Overton as Levi, Melinda Macklem as Theo, and Matthew Aberley as the Game Master. Our art is from the wonderful Jordan Jordan. Looters is a production of Digital Negative. I'm your producer, Nikki Galtland, and we record under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. The looters continue their adventure next Tuesday. Until then, later, looters.
Is there sexual tension?
Oh my goodness.
Oh shit, Gladys. And Levi. I can't.
Bobby issues.
I just need somebody to talk to. What do you want to talk about? I didn't think that far. What do you mean?
There are so many quotable things.
Yeah, that was so great.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Space, multiverse, stars, one stars, one star reviews. Join Negative Nancy and Chatbot aboard the Space Windu as they bring you the worst one star reviews from all across the universe.
I'm supposed to say that we promise to bring you the very best one star reviews from all across the multiverse. But you know what? I don't believe it. I don't believe that for one second.
I'm rating my driver Marcus one star. Not for his driving ability, but instead for his disloyalty and cowardice.
Lackluster moon vacations. A can of beans. Abandoned malls. Cat beds that don't come in human sizes. Dragon stuff. Come have a laugh back at the one-star reviewers. Listen to the one stars wherever you get your podcasts.